Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Naftali Greenberg. Meseches Sota has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel Le'iloi Nishmas, Ephraim Eliyahu Ben Yosef and Chana Bas Shmuel Halevi.
Sota Daf Mem Aleph. The Mishnah said of Mem Amabez that after they finished the Avodah on Yom Kippur, there was a special Kriyas HaTorah which was done by the Kohen Gadol, where they read 8 brachas after the Kriya. The Mishnah there says that the laning that the Kohen Gadol said was that he would start laning from Parshas Achrei Mois, and then he would be Goyle of the Sefer Torah until they get to Ach Be'esor, which was in Parshas Emor. So they had to skip a little bit of the Torah in between. The Gemara now brings a Braisa, a Mishnah, in Masechet Megillah Daf Chaf Dalet, which says that you're not allowed to be Goyle, you're not allowed to jump from place to place, to be Medaleg while you're laning. Raminu, the Gemara says, and Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Medalgin ben Navi ve'ein medalgin b'Torah. One is allowed to be medaleg in Navi, the Hainu when he's reading the Haftorah, but he's not allowed to be medaleg. He can't skip from place to place while he's learning from the Torah. Amar Abaye loy kasha kan b'kidei sheyivsoik hatorgeman kan b'kidei sheloy yivsoik hatorgeman. Abaye answers the chilek between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Megillah is that it depends on how much they have to be goylo, how much of a hefsek is there between the two different parshas. If the parsha is long, if the distance between the two parshas is longer than the amount of time that it takes for the meturgeman to be metargim the last pasuk from the first parsha, then they're not allowed to be medalik. But if the distance between the two parshas is short enough that by the time the Meturgeman finishes being Metargim, the first Pasuk, so he has already reached the beginning of the Parsha, of the second Parsha, so then it's Mutter. This is based on the Minag that was done in the times of Chazal, based on the Mishnah and Megillah there, Daf Chaf Dalet, which says that after every Pasuk that was said during Kriyas HaTorah, a Meturgeman would get up and he would be Metargim the Pasuk into Aramis, in order that the Amoratzim could understand, the ones who didn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, they could understand what was going on in the Torah. Today this minhag is not done anymore, and therefore we'll discuss later if any of the halachas from this sugya are going to change. The Gemara goes on and asks Akasha that the Hemshech of the Mishnah in Megillah says that Medalgin ben Navi, ve'ein Medalgin ben Torah, ve'ad kama Medalgin, ad kadei shelo yivsok atorgeman. The very same Mishnah that's Mechalek between Navi and Torah, that by Navi they are medalig, and by Torah it's also to be medalig, the Mishnah asks, by Navi, where it's mutter to be medalig, ad kama, how much is one allowed to be medalig in Navi? To which the Mishnah itself answers, ad kidei shelo yivsoik hatorgeman. It's only mutter to be medalig if he's medalig kol zman that the Meturgeman is still being metargim. But if the dilug is longer than it takes for the metargim to do his tirgum, so then it's too long of a dilug and he can't be medalag that far. That's mashma, that by Torah, even in a case where it's such a short dilug that he's going to be finished being goyel the sefer Torah before the meturgeman finishes being metargim, there it's going to be aser. Therefore, the Gemara goes on and says a different teretz, El Amar Abaye, Eloi Kasher, Kan B'inyan Echad, Kan B'shnei Inyonim. This is the maskanas ha-sugya, at the chilek between the two Mishnayos, whether or not one is allowed to be medalag in Torah or not, is dafka be'oifen that the two inyanim are the same inyan. When the two inyanim are the same, like it is in our Mishnah, and they're both talking about avodas Yom Kippur, so then it's mutter to be medalag, even in Torah. Masha enkein, if the two parshias are different parshias, then it's also to do in Torah, and by Navi it's mutter, even by two different inyanim. The Gemara goes on to bring a braisa that speaks out both of these halachas and adds lamaskana is true, the first teretz of Abaye, that both by Navi and by Torah, it's only mutter to be medaleg, meaning in Torah, when the two inyanim are the same, and in Navi, even when the two inyanim are different, it's only mutter to be medaleg when the dilug is short enough, ad kadeshi yafsik hametargeman, until the time the meturgeman is still being metargim, the last pasuk from the parasha before. The Tosfos Yomtov in the Mishnayos of Megillah makes a very nice diuk in Rashi and Megillah. I'll read Rashi and Megillah says on the when the Gemara says Shalayivsa Katorgeman that he's only allowed to be medaleg in Navi Ad kidei shelo yifzak atorgaman, Rashi says shelo yedaleg mimakoim shehu koire, ela kidei sheyuchal logul es ha-sefer, velikrois bimakoim ha-dilug koidem sheyigmo ha-torgaman. He has to be able to be migala the sefer and read in the place to where he skipped to before the mitorgaman finishes. So he says, Yontas Medayik, the Loshon of Rashi is mashma, that he has to be able to start reading. He has to start reading already before the mitorgaman finishes being mitargim. So he says, that can't be though, because we paskin that trei koili lo mishtami. It can't be that while the mitorgaman is still being mitargim, the last pasuk of the first parsha, so he's already, the Baal Koyer is already going and starting to read the first parsha of the second, the first pasuk of the second parsha. It can't be that they're going to be reading simultaneously. So as Yontif says, it's lav dafka. But what Rashi means to teach us is that it's not enough that there's exactly enough time for him to be goylel to the next parsha, right as simultaneously the Metargaman finishes doing his tirgum. That's not enough. It has to be that there's enough time for him to be Megala the Sefer and to actually go ahead and start reading from the next parsha all before the Metargaman finishes being Metargam. But Enechanami, once he gets to the Mokum Haglila, once he gets to the second parsha, Avada, he waits until the Metargaman finishes being Metargam, but they shouldn't have to learn at the same time. The reason for this, as Tosfos Yontif explains, very Pashut, is because if we say that he only has enough time, even when he has only enough time to finish mamish exactly when the Metargaman finishes being Metargam, so Avada, we can run into problems, and really it might take a few extra seconds than he thought to be Megalo, and it's going to end up being a matziv where he goes past this man where the Metargaman finishes being Metargam. So we say that there has to be enough time that he can actually start laning. Dafka then is it mutter, because then there's an extra amount of time, he has an extra space of time in order to cover himself, in case it takes him longer than he thought it would. The Rambam, in Hilchus Tfila, Uvirkus Korna, Perek Yid Beis, Halacha Ches, brings down this halacha, HaKoyra Yeshle L'dalek V'mokom L'mokom, V'inyin Echad, K'goyin Acharei Mois V'ach Be'esor, Shev Parshas Emor El'koinim, V'hu Shalo Yikra Alpe, Sh'osho Likra Shalo Min HaKsav, Afilu Teva Achas, V'lo Yishe Be'dilug, Ela K'dei Sh'yashlim HaTorgaman Targum HaPosuk. The Moshavos of the Rambam is not like Rashi. Rambam seems to say that the Shehiyah of the Dilug is allowed to be Bedafka, the amount of time that it takes for the Meturgaman to finish being Metargam the Pasuk before. He doesn't have to also be able to have time to begin reading the next Parsha, which is the Pashas of the Sugya. Lamaisa, the reason for this is, Rashi explains here, and also in Megillah, why is it that even in Navi, it's also to be Medaleg to a separate parsha, if it's going to take him too long, longer than it takes for the Metargaman to finish being Metargam. Rashi explains the reason is because of Kavod HaTzibur. It's not Kavod HaTzibur that the Tzibur should have to wait for the Baal Koyre to be Goyel the Sefer Torah, and they're just sitting there doing nothing, being Shoysek. For that reason, as long as the Metargaman is still being Metargam, the Potzik from before, and they're listening to him, it's not considered a bizoyan or a ticha on the tzibur that they have to sit and wait until he's finished being goyla. In Simon Kuf Mem Dalad, the Beis Yosef brings Akasha of the Chumas Adeshin. The Chumas Adeshin is found in Simon Chof. He asks over there that what's the pshat that our minog, they had a minog in the times of the Chumas Adeshin, that when there was a chosan in Shul on Shabbos, so after they finished reading the Navi that was appropriate for that week, they would read a few psukim from Sois Asis in Navi Yishayah, Perek Samech Aleph, starting from Pasuk Yud, which talk about the Simcha of a Chasam. The obvious question is, how are they allowed to be Medaleg? They're going the Choyerab, they're being Medaleg from one Navi to another. And according to the Gemara, according to Dinat Gemara, this Mishnah and Megillah, even by Navi, it's also to be Medaleg from Navi to Navi. So the Beis Yosef brings there from the Trumas Adeshin two Terutzim. The first Teretz is Alpi, the sheet of the Rav Yah, which is quoted in the Mordechai in Megillah, that the din of Ein Medalgin B'Navi L'Navi is because of Kovod HaTzibur. The reason why we can't be Medaleg from Navi to Navi is because it's not covered to the tzibur that they should have to sit and be shoysek and wait for the finish to being medaling. Therefore, says the Mordechai, says the Chumas of Deshen, Alpidus Mordechai, that in the days of the Chumas of Deshen, it was already normal and acceptable to use kuntresim, he says. That's what he calls it. Kuntresim that have all the haftarahs in them. It sounds like something similar to what some shuls use today, where they have a Tanakh with all the different haftarahs in them. So they already use those. And in such a scenario, it's very easy to find another parsha as much as you can. You can put a little simin on the page where that haftarah is, and you can quickly flip to that page. Therefore, there's no pigia in the kavod hatzibur, and the din of ein medalgin minavi lenavi does no longer apply bizman hazeh. The Trumas Hadeshin points out that this is obviously a stira to Shitas Rashi. Rashi tells us here in Saita and also on the Mishnah in Megillah that the reason why it's also to be medalig from Navi to Navi is because even though being medalig within one Navi from two different inyanim is mutter, because we're not choshesh for tiruf hadas by Navi, we're only choshesh for tiruf hadas when we're learning from the Torah. Rashi explains because psak halacha comes from chamisha kumshay Torah, Hashem came by Navi, where not usually psak halacha does not come directly from the Navi. Therefore, we're not choshesh for tiruf hadas by being medaleg meinyan leinyan, but to be medaleg from Navi to Navi, Rashi explains, is a tiruf das yesera. It's too much of a tiruf das, and therefore, even by Nevi'im, it's going to be aser to be medaleg from Navi to Navi. According to that pshat, so even bizman hazeh, when people are leaning haftarah from a chumash or from a Tanakh, it's still going to be aser to be medaleg from Navi to Navi, because it's still going to create a tiruf das. Because of the difference between the two parshiyos, it's difficult for people to focus on two separate, complete parshiyos back to back. The second teretz Trumas Deshen brings is the iser to be medaleg from Navi to Navi was dafka in the days when they used to have a meturgeman. But today, when we don't use a meturgeman, it's mutter to be medaleg from Navi to Navi, and it's mashma from Trumas Deshen. Also, the din of being medaleg in Torah from Indian to Indian is also no longer applies because we don't use a meturgeman. The Trumas Deshen does not explain exactly what the connection is between not having a meturgeman and being medaleg. Well, it seems that the chiluk is that when they used, in the times of Chazal, when they used a meturgeman, so we say that the Iker Tachlis of Kriyas HaTorah was to give over Torah to the Tzibur. It was Kilu a public ceremony of Limud HaTorah. And therefore there was a chashash that since the people were using this Maisa of Kriyas HaTorah as a way of understanding the Torah and the way of learning the Torah, so if they would have to be medaleg from place to place, so they would have Tiruf Das and they would come and paskin incorrectly. That was only when they had a meturgeman, where the tachas of the meturgeman was to translate the Torah to make sure that they understood it properly. But today, when we don't use a meturgeman, so the Trumas Deshen understands that we no longer use Kriyas HaTorah as an oifen of Limud HaTorah, but rather we're just mekayim the din of laning a Kriyas HaTorah as we did in the times of Chazal. But there's no din of Limud HaTorah which is attached to the Maisa of Kriyas HaTorah. And therefore, we're not choshesh anymore for a tiruf hadas from skipping from one parsha to the other, because anyways, no one's paskling halacha based on the kriyas haTorah that they're hearing. It sounds like a very big chiddush in the Trumas Hadeshen. That's how I understood it. You can take a look yourselves and see if you understand the Trumas Hadeshen the same way that I did. The Beis Yosef brings another machlekes rishonim, which is nogea for us in our sugya. But what happens when Shabbos falls either on Rosh Chodesh or if it falls out on Yom Tov? Be'oifen, the Chazal were misaken that we have to have two separate Kriyas HaTorahs, and L'chadchila we're supposed to bring out two separate Sefer Torah. What's the halacha in a tzibur that only has one Sefer Torah? Are they allowed to be goylel from the parsha that they read all the way to the parsha that they have to read because it's Rosh Chodesh or it's Yom Tov? The Hainu, we learned in the sugya here that we're not allowed to be medaleg, be oifen, that the it takes longer than it takes for the Metogaman to translate the Pasuk. And Hu Adin, the Gemara says later on, a few lines later, the Gemara asks, why is it that they read the Parsha of Ube'asor B'chumash Apikudim? Why do they read it Al-Peh? Why don't we just be Koyrech the Sefer Torah? The Gemara says, the first wide line, the Lichrichel the Sefer, the Likri, Amar of Huna Bar Yehuda, Amar of Sheshes, V'she'en Goylin Sefer Torah B'tzibur. We're not Megal the Sefer Torah B'tzibur for the same reason that we said before, that it creates a matzav of Tircha T'tzibura. So the question is, what happens Bizman Hazeh when they only have one Sefer Torah, and the only way to read the second parasha is by being goyel or Sefer Torah Barabim? What should we do? What's the Eitzah? Beis Yosef brings two dais. The first day that he brings is the Mordechai and Gittin, Simen Tov, Samech Gimel. The Mordechai says that Bizman Hazeh Avada, we're going to be goyel or Sefer Torah to the second place. We're not going to read it al peh. And we're not going to be mevater on the chiyuv derabanan of reading this parsha b'toyros v'shchaydish, shem v'shchaydish. Rather, we're going to be goydel v'sefer toyr b'rabim. The Beis Yosef then brings the other shita, which he quotes from a Truvas HaRashba. He doesn't say where the Truvas HaRashba is. I didn't see anyone quote where it is. The Rashba's chaylik on the Mordechai, he holds that no, fakert, you should put away the sefer Torah and read the parsha for Rosh Chodesh or for Yom Tov from a Chumash. The Rashba brings a Rai from our sugya. He says, just like we see in the Mikdash, that they only had one Sefer Torah, and in order not to create a bizoyon to the Tzibur that they should have to wait for them to be goyel the Sefer Torah, they read the parsha Baal Peh. Kal v'chomer, says the Rashba, that to read the parsha from a Chumash, where you're not even being over the Isser of Dvarm Shabichsav, I Atarashai, Loimim Balpeh. In the Mikdash, they mevatu even on that day. They read the Parsha Alpeh, according to the Rashba, and they were over this Isser of reading Torah Shabichsav, they're reading it Balpeh so as not to cause a bizoyon to the Kovat HaTzibur. The Rashba says, Kol Shekein, if you have the option of reading a Parsha from a Chumash, from a printed Chumash, so you're not being Mekayim the din of Kriyas HaTorah, but at least you're not being over the Isser of Dvarim Shebichsav, Yet HaRash Elohim Baal Peh. That's the Psak of the Rashba. In Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf, Mem Aleph, Sif Gimel, Paskin is like the Mordechai. The Beis Yosef said that the Minhag HaOlam is like the Mordechai, to be Goyel the Sefer Torah. The Magen of Ram, Sif Kotan Zayin, asked Kasha on the Mordechai, what's wrong with the Rashba's Raya? The Rashba L'Chayr brought an often arrive from the Mishnah and our Sugya that because of Kavod HaTzibur we're not goyel the Sefer Torah but Tzibur. It's Mefurish in the Mishnah and the Gemara. How does the Mordechai answer this Raya? So the Magen Avraham says there's a chilek between the Kriyas HaTorah in the Mikdash and the Kriyas HaTorah in Shul. The Kriyas HaTorah in the Mikdash was Kol Yisrael. On Gantz Klal Yisrael, Gantz Klal Yisrael comes to hear the Sefer Torah being read by the Melech. And therefore, in such a scenario, it's not shaykh to request of Gantz Klal Yisrael to be meichel on their kovod. Because it's the whole Gantz Klal Yisrael, Masha'en came. In a base Knesset, in a shul, or the base Medrash, where the Kriyas HaTorah is being done in front of a small tzibur. So then we have an umdina de muchach, we nem on, that the tzibur, the small tzibur, would rather be moichel al kvoidom and not miss out the opportunity to be mekayim to konas chazal to lane the appropriate parsha of the Torah, which we're chayav to lane for that day. Therefore, we are madche the din of kovod hatzibur, and we're goyel the sefer Torah, and we read the parsha from Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov. I saw in the Sefer Ha'oris from Rabbi Yashiv Masech the Saita, he brings down this kasha of the Magen Avraham, and he suggests his own teretz. He says something very interesting. He wants to say that there's a very big chilek between what they did in the Mikdash and what they're doing in Shul. In the Mikdash, we're talking about how they set up originally when Chazal, when Anshei Knesset HaGedola, sat down and decided what to do in the Beis HaMikdash with regards to reading the Parsha of Ube Eser in the Chumash HaPikudim. What should we do? Should we lane it from the Torah and have to be goyel of the Sefer Torah and cause a bizoyon to the Kovod HaTzibur? Or should we read it al peh? So over there, they decided that it's better to be goyel the Sefer Torah and to read it al peh. But once they decided to do that, so we're not being madcha any din. There's no kriyas haTorah that was supposed to be read from the Torah, and they're reading it bal peh instead because of the kavod haTzibur. The din of kavod haTzibur is not being doicha any din of kriyas haTorah. Because lechatchila, when they were misakin this din of kriyas haTorah, they were misakin it lechatchila to be read al peh. Masha'en came. When Shabbos falls on the Shchedesh, when Shabbos falls on Yom Tov, the Ikra Din Chazal were already misakin that there's a Din Kriyas HaTorah klapi this Yom Tov, or klapi this one Shchedesh. So if we would apply the Din that it says here in our Sugya to Shabbos was Shchedesh, it would mean that the Din of Kavod HaTzibur has to be Doiche, has to be Madche, a Din Kriyas HaTorah. And that Loi Matzina, we don't see from our Sugya that when Kavod HaTzibur comes and clashes together with a chi of a din of kriyas haTorah, we don't see here that kavod haTzibur is madcha kriyas haTorah, because there was no din of kriyas haTorah set up initially. Masha'en came here, where there is a chi of kriyas haTorah, so here mechatesa we don't have a raya from the sugya that the din of kavod haTzibur, the din of bizayon haTzibur, should be madcha the chi of kriyas haTorah. We'll now begin be'ezus Hashem the next mishnah. The next Mishnah begins with the halachas of the mitzvah of hakel. The Mishnah begins telling us the zman for the mitzvah, telling us who is mekayim the mitzvah. For now, we're going to skip to the end of the Mishnah, which deals exactly what is the heft of the mitzvah, what is supposed to be done during this mitzvah. On Amud Beis, we'll come back to the beginning of this Mishnah, which deals more in more detail with the halachas of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "V'koyer mitchilas eila hadvarim." He starts reading the Parshas HaTorah from eila hadvarim, from the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. Ad Shema v'Shema v'Hayoyim Shemoya Aser Taser Kisachal Aser uParshas Hamelach uBrachos uKlalos. Ad Shegoymer Kol HaParsha. Rashi right here already deals with this interesting sequence of Parshias. Rashi asks, why is it that we say the parsha of Aser Taaser, and then afterwards Tekalala Kisechalala Aser, and then and then after that we say the parsha of Melech, when really chronologically speaking, first is Aser Taaser, and then in between, before we get to Kisechalala Aser, is the parsha of Melech. Why is it that we skip the parsha of Melech, go to the parsha of Kisechalala Aser, and then go back to the parsha of Melech? Rashi explains the reason for this is because the reason why we're reading the parsha of Aser Taaser and Kisachal La'aser is because since the mitzvah of Hakel is performed bedafka during the time of Sukkis, which is Zman Ha'asif, which is the time where people collect from the crop, and that is the time of their chayiv in Chumas and Maisris. So we read these parshiyos in order to be mizareis the tzibur, to be mekayim the mitzvahs of trumas and maizras properly. So once we start reading Aser Taaser, we don't want to be mafsik with the parshiyos of Melech in between. Rather, we want to continue reading Kisachal La'aser, which is weiter going in the inyonim of trumas and maizras, in order to read one inyon together without stopping in the middle. And then we go back afterwards and read the parshiyos of Melech. The Tosfos Yom Tov asked the Kasha and Rashi that this mitzvah is dafka performed after the Shnas HaShviis. After the Shnas HaShviis, the beginning of Shnas Shminis, so there is no crop there to take in, and there is no Chiyuv Chumas and Maisrus, because there was no fruits or vegetables planted in the seventh year. The Tosfos Yom Tov brings from Yerushalmi a whole different pshat than Rashi, Imam Shafakir to pshat, that the reason why we read these parshiyos is since Klal Yisrael is not being mekayim the mitzvahs of Trumas and Maisrus, because there is no peiros to be mafrish. Therefore, we read these parshiyos in order that Klal Yisrael should not forget the mitzvahs of Trumas and Maisrus. That's what the Tosfos Yom Tov brings from the Yerushalmi. Rashi also asks another kasha on the Mishnah that we just finished learning by the parsha of the Kohen Gadol that he reads, the creation of Torah from the Kohen Gadol, that we learn there that there's an Isser of Dilug. We're not allowed to be medalic from one place to another. Why over here do we allow for the Kohen Gadol to be medaleg from Aser Taser all the way up to Kisachala Aser and back to Parshas Melech, and also before that, or medaleg from Shema to Vahoya Im Shemaya. So Rashi here says, L'chaira, a very, very interesting thing, that the Iser to be medaleg during Kriyas HaTorah is dafka when we're using a meturgama. Like we said before in the Gemara, that he has to wait, he can only be medaleg b'kidei, that the meturgaman is not yet mafsik. Masha'en came when they're not using a meturgaman, so then there's no iser to be medaleg. And Rashi's machadesh, that when the Kohen Gadol read from the Sefer Torah, so they did not use a meturgaman. The Tosfos Yom Tov there, the same Tosfos Yom Tov, in the same shtickle, asks the obvious kasha on Rashi. And the Gemara said earlier that it's mutter to be medaleg b'kadesh lo yafsik ha-meturgaman, which means it's mutter to be medaleg kol's man that the meturgaman is still being metarge in the pasuk from before, because it's not going to cause a bizoyon to the tzibur if while they're being medaleg, while they're looking for the next place to read from, so the tzibur is busy listening to the meturgaman. But if the dilug is going to be mamshich after the meturgaman is already finished being mitargem, the pasuk from before, so during that space of time in between the meturgaman's finished being mitargem until they find the new place where they're reading from, is going to be a bizon to the tzibur. So therefore, kol shekein asks the Tosfos Yom Tov, if there is no meturgaman at all, so it's going to be a bizarre to the tzibur, because there is no time at all where the tzibur is listening to the meturgaman, and therefore the entire time that is taken looking for the new place where they're going to read from is going to constitute a bizarre to the tzibur. The Tosfos Yom Tov therefore suggests his own teretz to Rashi's kasha, that b'makom ha-melech u'chvoidoi we're not makbid on the shahir of the tzibur. And therefore, it could be the field chases Yontov. We don't have to come on to this chiddush of Rashi that there's no meturgaman. It could be there is a meturgaman, but afilu hachi, we're not makbid on the shias at tzibur, but makom the covet of the melech. In the Ha'aris from Rabbi Yashiv, Masech Tasaita, he has there a gvaldika biur as to explain why there's no problem of dilug by the kriya, by the mitzvahs of Hakam. He explains that there's a very big difference between the Kriyas HaTorah that happens on Monday, Thursdays, or on Shabbos, to the Kriyas HaTorah that took place in the Azara, the Ezos Noshim, by Mitzvah Haka. The Kriyas HaTorah, the Etzem Mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, he says, that happens on Mondays and Thursdays, is a Mitzvah of Kriya, and there's a Mitzvah of Shmiya on each person who's listening to the Kriyas HaTorah. Every person has to listen to the words of the Sefer Torah. It could even be that they're mekayim a din of shomer koina, that each person is chayv in kriyas haTorah and is being yoytze with the kriya of the bal koyren. Or it could dafka be that there's no mitzvah of kriya, but al kapanim every person has to listen to the kriya and they're being mekayim a mitzvah by listening to the kriya of the bal koyren. Masha enke in hitainas, the mitzvah of hakel, there's no mitzvah of shmiya on the tzibur. Rather, the etzim tzuras ha-mitzvah, he says, is the maimid. That there's a special maimid of Kriyas HaTorah that everybody in Klal Yisrael is mechuyev to be a chelek and part of this maimid, of this choshev maimid of Hakel. He brings a gevaldik raya from Loshet HaRambam Hilchas Chagiga, Perek Gimel Halacha Hei. The Rambam says, Mi she'ena yochel ishmoya, somebody who can't hear, mechaven libo le kriyazu. So you should think about the kriya. You should think about the words of the kriya. Shaloi kova hakosuv elo lechazek das haemes v'yira atzma kiilu ata nitztava ba umipi agvura shoyma shahamelech shliachu lahashmiya divrei hakel. If somebody can't hear, he should be machaven his mind to the words of the kriya, and he should think to himself that right now he's being mitzuvah from a Kodesh Baruch Hu to keep these words of the Torah. And the melech is considered to be a shliach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to give us this Torah. The Rambam earlier on in the halacha says that the maimed of Hakel is supposed to be similar to a Kabbalah Satorah at Har Sinai. The Lechem Mishnah asks, what does the Rambam mean when he says that somebody can't hear? If he's talking about somebody who's a cheresh, so a cheresh is potter from the mitzvah of Hakel. He says, the Rambam's talking about somebody who's there, he could hear, Just he's not close enough to hear the words of the melech. He's too far away, and therefore he can't hear. Such a person, the Rambam says, should think about the words of the Kriyas HaTorah, and therefore he's mekayim the din of Hakel just by concentrating on the words and thinking to himself that right now Kodesh Baruch Hu is being mitzaveh us to keep these words of Torah ayidei the melech who is a shliach. So Rabbi Yashav says from here, you see that the whole Tzuras HaMitzvah of Hakel is very different than the mitzvah of a regular Kriyas HaTorah. There's no din shmiya on the people who are coming to hear. Rather, the whole din of Hakel is that they should be part of the maimed, and they should be influenced, and there should be a hashpa on them, that they should feel like they're taking part in a maimed ha-sinai, and the melech is kilu ha-shliach from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the shmiya is not even ma'akev. As long as he's thinking about the words of the Hakel and he's there at the Maimed, that's enough that he was Makayim and it's considered he was Mishtatif in this mitzvah of Hakel. Therefore, Rabbi Yashav suggests that the Isser of Dilug, the Isser of Dilugim, is Dafka when someone's being Makayim the regular, normal mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. Then there's an Isser of Dilugim. Masha'en came by Hakel, when the Etzem Chefs of the mitzvah is the Maimed Sheboy. And there should be a choshev of maimed, and it should feel like maimed har Sinai, and it should feel like the melech is a shliach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to give Klai Yisrael the Torah. So we're not makbid on dilugim, because even b'shas the dilugim, there's still big makayim this din of maimed, and therefore it's not. It doesn't shter. If anything, maybe it even adds to it. Maybe it's even enhances the kiyum mitzvah of this maimed for all of Klai Yisrael to be sitting in Be'emo, Be'yira, and waiting for the melech to get to the second point where he's trying to get to. So therefore, dilugim is not usher by this maimed of Hakam. We'll now continue Bezrus Hashem in the beginning of the Gemara of Memalv Amralav. The Gemara asks, B'shmini Salka Daitich, does it really mean when the Mishnah says, B'moitzei Yom Tov Rishon Shal Chag B'shmini, it's mashma that it means the eighth day of Sukkot, and that's a steer to the first line of the Mishnah, which says Moitzei Yom Tov HaRishon. So the Gemara answers Eima B'shminis, that really it means the eighth year. The Hainu, after the 7 years of the Shemitah cycle, the eighth year is the year for the Kiyum Mitzvah of Hakel. The Kol Hani Lamali. The Gemara's question now is, why does the Torah have to say so many different explanations as to when is the Mitzvah of Hakel? The Hainu, the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayelech, Miketz Sheva Shonim, B'moyed Shnas HaShmita, B'chag HaSukkos, B'voy Kol Yisraeli Rosh Asmei Hashem Alekecha V'chulei. There's four different explanations of when is the Mitzvah. First it says Miketz Sheva Shonim, it also says B'moyed, it also says B'Shnas HaShmita, it says B'chag HaSukkos, and it also says B'voy Kol Yisraeli Rosh. It's five. I'm sorry. It's five different explanations as to when is this mitzvah of Hakel. So the Gemara is going to try to explain now why do we need all of these different times. The first, the Gemara says, "The ikoso rachmana miketz." If the Torah would have just told us at the end of 7 years, "Hava mina nimnu mehashta." Rashi explains it means they would have thought that right after the 40 years of the midbar, when they first come into Eretz Yisrael, from there they start counting 7 years, and that's not true. Because they didn't start keeping Shemitah until 14 years after the Kibush and the Chiluk of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, it could not have said at the end of 7 years. We would have thought that even though the first 7 years when they come into Eretz Yisrael does not fall out on the year of Shemitah. So therefore, Kosav Rachmana Shemitah, V'ikosav Rachmana Shemitah, had the Torah only said Shemitah, the Hainu would have said Miket Sheva Shanim, B'shnasa Shemitah, so then Havamina B'soiv Shemitah. Rashi explains at the mashmos of miketz sheva shanim, the lashon miketz is mashma at the end of. So then I would have thought that the mitzvah of Hakel is supposed to be done at the end of the 7 years, at the end of the Shemitah year. So therefore, kosav rachmana b'moyed. The Torah says b'moyed, so I should know it's not at the end of the Shemitah year because there's no yomtiv, there is no moyed at the end of the year. So I know it's talking about the beginning of the next year. But ikosav b'moyed, if the Torah said b'moyed, then hava mina mirei shata. I would have thought it's talking about Rosh Hashanah. Rashi explains Rosh Hashanah is also called a moyed because in the Parshas Emor, when it says Eila moyed de Hashem, it mentions also Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, kosav rachmana b'chag hasukos. by saying b'chagas sukkos, so now I know it's talking about sukkos. V'i kosav rachmona b'chag hasukkos. If the Torah would have told me b'chag hasukkos hava amina afilu yom tov achroin, I would have thought even Shmini Atzeres, the last day of sukkos. Kosav rachmona b'voy kol Yisrael, when all of Klal Yisrael comes, and when does Klal Yisrael come up to do aliyah l'regel? Dafka mi'aschal to demoyed, from the beginning of the yom tov, they don't wait until the end. Therefore, I have a makor that from the beginning of Sukkot, after Shnas HaShmita, that is the Zman for Hakel. We're going to see soon, it's a Machoikos Rishonim, what does that exactly mean, the beginning of Chag HaSukkot, which day specifically was the Torah Mitzvah, the Mitzvah of Hakel. Before we get into that Sugya, I'm first going to just speak out an interesting halacha that the Turi Evin and Masechta Megillah pulls out of our Sugya. The Gemara says in the first parak of Rosh Hashanah, if somebody makes a neder that he's going to be mechayiv himself in a karban, so after one regel, if he still does not bring the karban, he's over a mitzvah's aseh. And if three regalim pass from the time that he makes the neder, he's over a lois aseh of Baal Ta'acher. So the question is, what if Sukkot falls out to be either the first regel, or Sukkot falls out to be the third regel? At which point of Sukkot, at which point during the Yom Tov of Sukkot, is he over the Isser, either the Aseh, or is he violate the Lois Aseh? Turi Evin says, we have a raya from here, that until the last day of Sukkot, even Shmini Atzeres, that we paskin, the Shmini Atzeres has a din of a Yom Tov Bifnei Atzmai, and that's why we say Shechionu on Sukkot, on Shmini Atzeres, because it's considered a brand new Yom Tov. Afilu hachi, since in this Gemara, the Gemara says that had the Torah just said b'chag hasukkos, I would have had a havamina, the mitzvah of hakel could even be on Shmini Atzeres. From there I see that even Shmini Atzeres is also called chag hasukkos. Therefore he paskins that if somebody makes a neder to bring a karban, he has all the way until Shmini Atzeres to bring the karban before he's over the iser of Baal Ta'achem. Rashi and Amud Beis, on the Maskanas of the Gemara, on Aschalta de Moed, Rashi explains, Rashi brings a Yerushalmi. Umi ubi Yom Tif Loi. Why is it that on Yom Tif not? We know the Mishnah says that the mitzvah of Hakel is Dafka b'moitze Yom Tif Rishon. So if we're learning out here from the Torah that the mitzvah of Hakel is Dafka mi aschalta de Moed, so why does it have to be the first day of Chol HaMoed? Why can't it be already the first day of Yom Tif? Of Sukkot. So Rashi says, "Umi ubi yom tov loy she'ein tikun habima doiche loyes a Shabbos v'lo yom tov. Umi esmon nami loy avdina lo didach lo azara v'hai time mefarish b'gemar Yerushalmi b'masechta Megillah." Rashi brings a Yerushalmi in the first parak of Megillah that says the reason why we can't do the mitzvah of Hakel on the first day of Yom Tov, on the first day of Sukkot, is because we have to make a bima. One of the dinim in Hakel is that the kohen, is that the melech has to read from the Sefer Torah on a bima. So making this bima is an isur deraisa of boina, and it's not doicha Shabbos. Therefore, we have to push the mitzvah of Hakel off from Yom Tov to the first day of Chol HaMoed. So we see a very choshev yisoid in this Rashi, that even though the Mishnah says that the mitzvah of Hakel is b'moitze Yom Tov harishoin, and the Gemara learns that out from V'voy kol Yisrael mi'aschalta demoyed, Rashi learns mi'ikra hadin mi'deraisa, it really should be on the very first day of Yom Tov, the mitzvah of Hakel, on Yom Tov itself. But only because we can't build the bima on Yom Tov, so we push it off to the first day of Chol HaMoed. There's a very interesting Rashi in Masechta Megillah in the first parak, Daf Hei. The Mishnah there is listing different types of mitzvahs which followed on Shabbos. Some of them, the halacha is that we're makdim, and we do the mitzvah earlier because the mitzvah can't be done on Shabbos. And other things, the mitzvah is to be madchit, because since it can't be done on Shabbos, we push it off until the Sunday after Shabbos. Megillah, for example, we're makdim, and we're not ma'acher. In the example of a mitzvah that we're ma'acher, if it falls out on Shabbos, and we're not makdim, the Mishnah lists hakel as one of those mitzvahs. Rashi there explains, based on our Mishnah, that the mitzvah hakel is to be done on the first day of Chol HaMoed, Moitzei Yom Tov HaRishon. And the Mishnah is telling us in Megillah that if the first day of Chol HaMoed falls out to be on Shabbos, So the mitzvah is pushed off until the day after the Hainu, the second day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Rashi, for some reason, brings his own reason why the mitzvah of Hakel cannot be done on Shabbos. Rashi says, since the Torah says that the chiyuv is to bring all the children as well to the mitzvah of Hakel, and it's also for a person to carry his child in Rishus HaRabim, therefore the mitzvah has to be pushed off until the first day of Chol HaMoed. Only after Rashi says his own reason why the mitzvah has to be pushed off, Rashi brings also the pshat of the Yerushalmi that the mitzvah has to be pushed off because of the bnias of the binyan, of the bima that we mentioned before. It's mashal from Rashi that Rashi held that his reason, for some reason, was a better time than the time of the Yerushalmi. The Turi Evan asks on Rashi, the Rashi Lashitasa is very shver, because Rashi by us in Masech Desoita explained that Mi'ikar Adin, the mitzvah of Hakel, is really supposed to be done on the first day of Yom Tov. And the mitzvah is only being pushed off till the first day of Chol HaMoed, because the mitzvah cannot be done on the first day of Yom Tov because of the malacha that has to be done for the mitzvah of Hakel. Here, says the Turi Evan, Rashi must come on to the reason of the Yerushalmi. Rashi can't say his own pshat, that since the Torah said taf and nashim, therefore we have to push off the mitzvah because of the isra of Haitzar. Because Rashi Lashitasai learns, and not only Rashi, but also the other Rishonim, in the sugya in Beit HaDaf Yud Beis, that according to Beis Hillel, it's mutter to be moitze akaton into Rishus HaRabim on Yom Tov. And the Gemara explains, because of the din, abitoich shehutra hoitzal etzoyrech, hutra nami shaloy letzoyrech. It's a big machlekas Rishonim over there, we're not going to get into it now, but according to all the Rishonim, one is allowed for sure, but letzoyrech mitzvah, to be moitzi his katan into Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, on Yom Tov, the reason why the mitzvah is pushed off from the first day of Yom Tov down to the first day of Chol HaMoed, according to Rashi, for sure we have to come on to the reason of the Yerushalmi, because it's also to build the bima on Yom Tov. Rashi can't say his own reason because of the Yisra of Haitzah on the Taf. Therefore, Shver, Tzarech, even on Rashi, why does Rashi have to make up his own reason why the mitzvah cannot be done on the first day of Chol HaMoed, which falls out on Shabbos? Rashi has to say, because of the Isra of Haitzah on the children. But anyways, Rashi has to come on to the top of the Yerushalmi as to explain why the mitzvah is pushed off from the first day of Sukkos. If anyways he has to come on to the Yerushalmi, then he should use the time of the Yerushalmi also to explain why the mitzvah has to be pushed off from the first day of Chol HaMoed if the first day of Chol HaMoed falls out on Shabbos. Tosfos Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph learns a different pshat than Rashi as to the Zman of Hakel. Tosfos learns that from the word b'moyed in the Pasuk, we learn that the mitzvah is dafka to be done b'choloi shel moyed and not the first day of Yom Tov. And from the Pasuk that says b'voy kol Yisrael, we learn that it has to be dafka the beginning of Chol HaMoed and not the second or third day of Chol HaMoed. The Turi Evan in Megillah asks Akasha on Shittas HaTosfos from the Gemara in Megillah there. The Gemara says, what's the reason why Hakel were ma'ache, why we push it off to be later if it falls out on Shabbos, and we're not makdim it like we find by Megillah? The Gemara says the reason is because the Zman did not yet come. You can't be makdim Hakel to be earlier because the Zman for Hakel doesn't start until the first day of Chol HaMoed. According to Tosfos, it comes out that Hu Adin, when we push off Hakel to be after the first day of Chol HaMoed, we're pushing it off till after the Zman is over already. But just like we can't be makdimit because the Zman did not yet come, according to Tosfos, we should not be able to be ma'acherit because you're pushing it off till after the Zman is finished. Because Tosfos holds that from B'boi Kol Yisrael, we learn it has to dafka be the beginning of Chol HaMoed and not the second and third day. Alpizeh, the Turi Evan wants to be chaylik on Tosfos. Turi Evan says that the Iker Mitzvah of Hakel is the beginning, the entire beginning of Chol HaMoed, which he says possibly could be until around half of Chol HaMoed. Until half of Yom Tov is over, it's still considered to be the beginning of Chol HaMoed. There's a very choshev machlekes between the Rambam and the Raiv in Nogei this sugya. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Hichas Chagiga Halacha Zayin says Yoyim Hakal Shachad Lihi Yoyis B'Shabbos. The day of Hakel falls out on Shabbos. Ma'achmin La'achar HaShabbos Mipnei Tkiyas HaChatzoyitzoyis V'Hatchinois She'en Andeichin Es HaShabbos. The reason why the mitzvah can't be done on Shabbos, says the Rambam, is because since part of the mitzvah of Hakel is to blow shofar on Yerushalayim to gather the nation to come hear Hakel, tkiyas shofar cannot be done on Shabbos. who are in the tchinois, the tfilos that come together with hakel, also cannot be done on Shabbos. The Ravid asks on the Rambam that the Rambam is against the Yushami. The Yushami comes out, like Rashi explained, that the reason why it can't be on Shabbos is because of the Isra to build the Bima. Lamaisa, the Yushami over there is a machlaikas, it's 2 days over there, the Kesef Mishnah brings. The Rambam here is passing like the first day on the Yushami, that the reason why it can't be done on Shabbos was because of the Tzkiyas HaChatzotzois. The Mari Korka says a Gvaldik Avort in the Rambam. The Rambam held the reason why the halacha is like the first Manda Amar, and not because of the Isra of building the Bima, is because why couldn't they just build the Bima on Erev Yom Tov and leave it outside the Azara, and then on Yom Tov bring it inside? That way it wouldn't take up too much space on the first day of Yom Tov. The Rambam in Halacha Dalet is meduyik like that. The Rambam there in Perek Gibbah Halacha Dalet says, Keitzad hu koirek, toikin b'chatzoyches b'kol Yerushalayim, kidei lahakil es ha'am, u'meivin bima g'doyla v'shel eitz ha'isa, u'ma'amidin ha'isa b'em ze ezvus ha'noshim. The mashmos of the Rambam is that they don't build it in the ezvus ha'noshim on the first day of Chol Hamoed, but rather they bring it in from outside. So you see the Rambam held that since it's shayach to bring it, to already construct the bima from Erev Yom Tov, there was no problem. They could have brought it in on Yom Tov and read Hakel without doing any Meleches Boine. Therefore, the Rambam paskin, like the first Manda Amar, that the reason why it can't be done on Shabbos is because of the mitzvah of Chatzoytzus. We'll continue now, Be'ezus Hashem, weiter in the Gemara. The Mishnah said that when the Melech is makabel the Sefer Torah, he's Koyre Yoshev. The halacha is that even though a Baal Koyre is Mechuyev to lane while he's standing up, there was an exception to the king because of his kavod that he was allowed to lean while he was sitting down. The Mishnah says, Agrippas HaMelech Omad V'Kibel V'Kora Oimed. Agrippas HaMelech, even though he was allowed to sit down, he dafka stood up while he reigned Parshas Hakel. The Mishnah says, V'Shabchu Chachomim. And the Chachomim were Meshabeachim for standing up. The Gemara here, after the two dots, says, Shabchu Michlal DeShapir Ovad. It's mashma from the fact that the Chachamim were meshabeachim that he did good by standing up. Ha'omer Ravashi afilu lemando Amar nasi shemochel al kvoidei kvoidei mochel. Even if he's the mando Amar that when the nasi in Klal Yisrael is meichel on his kavod, so he has the right to be meichel on his kavod. Melech shemochel al kvoidei ein kvoidei mochel. A melech cannot be meichel on his kavod. He's not allowed to be meichel on his kavod. Shneamar soim tosim alecha melech, and we dash shetehei aymaser alecha. The Gemara answers mitzvah shiny. Before we come to the answer, we'll explain first a little bit about this drasha of Soim Tosi Malecha Melech. Rashi in Ksubas Daf Yud Zayin, there the Gemara also brings down this drasha. Rashi explains, I'll read Lashon Rashi inside. If you have a Musaf Rashi on the side of your Gemara, you can see it. Yisrael Huzarush Yasimu Aleihem Simois Harbe. Kloimar Shatehei Eimosoi Aleihem Hilkach ein kavoidei mochel, shilafichach riba hakosuv simois harbe. Rashi seems to be learning that from the fact that the Torah says soim tosim two times, we learn there has to be simois harbe, and from there we learn that the melech cannot be moichel on his kovod. It's not clear exactly what Rashi means. What does simois harbe mean, and what does it have to do with not allowing the melech to be moichel on his kovod? So the Shita Mikubetz is there in Ksubis, has a beautiful pshat in Rashi. He explains that every time the melech is moichel on his kavod, so he's mesalik from himself the shame melech. So the soim tosim, the multiple simois, is referring to every time the king is moichel on his kavod, and therefore he's mesalik from himself the shame melech. Klai Yisrael is mechuyev to reappoint him again as king. The hainu, don't give him the mechilas kavod that he's asking for. Continue treating him with the normal cover that is roi for a melech. That's what we learn from the fact that the Torah says, appoint him many times. Soim tosim alecha melech. That's how the Shita Mikubetz explains Pshat in Rashi. Rebbe Elchanan Wasserman in Ksubis and Koivet Shiurim, Simin Memzayin, asks Akasha that L'choyre the mitzvah of Soim tosim alecha melech, that the melech cannot be moichel on his kovod, is a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael, that they're not allowed to be mevazeh the melech, even b'ofer that the melech was moichel on his kavod. So why over here do we say From the din of Soim Tassim Alecha Melech, the Melech is not allowed to stand up during Kriyas HaTorah. Hare Klai Yisrael is not doing anything. Klai Yisrael is just standing and watching. And the Melech decides on his own that he wants to stand up. So where is the din? Who is the din of Soim Tassim Alecha Melech saying, who is the din being mitzaveh? Well, who's doing wrong? Who's doing any Aveira over here? Who's going against the tzivoy of the Pasuk of Soim Tassim Alecha Melech? Abu Chanan says, Al Kochech, we see from this sugya, that the din of Kavod HaMelech is also chal even on the Melech. It's a Kavod to the Malchus. Even the Melech himself is mitzuveh to be noyeg Kavod to the Malchus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him. Therefore, he himself, even if Klal Yisrael is not doing anything, and they're not doing anything in order to encourage the Mechilas Kavod of the Melech, but the Melech himself, Minei Obey, it's also for him to do a Maisa which expresses his Mechilas Kavod. The Shita Mekubetzes in Ksubis brings from Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina a different answer to Rabbi Chanan's Kasha. They explain over there in the Shita Mekubetzes that the real Kasha, the Gemara, was not that the Melech was not allowed to stand up and be Meichel on his Kavod. But rather, the Gemara was asking that since Klal Yisrael, since Yidden are not allowed to be Mevazeh the Melech, even by Oifen that the Melech was Meichel, so by standing up, he might make a mistake, and they'll think that they're not mechuyev in his kavod. And on that, the Gemara's question was, he should dafka sit down in order that Klal Yisrael should always remember that they're never allowed to show any bizayin to the melech, afilu bo'ofen that he's meichel. That's the Shita's explanation. He seems to be bevorning Rabbi Chanan's kasha. The Gemara answers this kasha by saying that mitzvah shiny. The makom that the melech is doing a mitzvah, he's allowed to be meichel on his kavod. Tosfos here in Dibur HaMaschil Mitzvah Shaini asks a few kashas. The main kashas from the steer from the Gemara in Ksubis of Yud Zayin. The Gemara there says Ma'avirin es hameis milifnei kala v'zeh v'zeh lifnei melech Yisrael. The halacha is that if a melech and a kala or a mace are coming down the same street, so the mace and the kala have to move away to the side in order to give cover for the melech to walk by first. The Gemara brings a story about Agrippas HaMelech who was walking past the Kala, and he moved out of the way in order for the Kala to go first. The Haina who is Meichel on his Kavod. Vishabchuhu Chachamim. The Gemara says that the Chachamim were Meshabeach Agrippas. The Gemara over there asks, it's Mashma, just like the Gemara asks over here, it's Mashma the Shapir Avad. V'ho'amar Rav Ashi, Melech Shemochel al Kvoidoi Ein Kvoidoi Mochel. And the Gemara over there answers, U'mishani Parshas Drochim Haveh. Really, it was a Prashas Drachim. Rashi over there explains that there was a fork in the road, and when he moved off to the side, it was not nicker that he was doing it in order to be Mechabed the Kala. People couldn't tell that he was being Mechabed the Kala. They thought he just had to turn off to the other side because he was going in a different direction. So the Kasha is, why didn't the Gemara say Mitzvah Shaini? He's being Mekayim Mitzvah by Mechabed his Kala, Simchas Chasen the Kala. Tosfos answers that there's a chilik between Mitzvah ben Adam l'chaveroi and Mitzvah ben Adam l'makom. A Mitzvah ben Adam l'makom, so then it's kedai, it's mutter, and it's even encouraged for the melech to be meichel in his own kavod in order to show the kavod of the Shechina. That's a good thing. That's what the chachamim are mishabechim for. That's what he's supposed to do. Masha'en came, when we're talking about a Mitzvah ben Adam l'chaveroi, that he's being meichel in his own kavod in order to be mechavet somebody else, so there Tosfos explains he's not supposed to do that. Because since that other person is chayiv even more in the kavod of the melech, it's not the rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the melech should be meichel on his kavod to give kavod to the other person. So therefore, Tosfos says it does not even have a din of a mitzvah, since the Torah wants that the other person is mechabed the melech. And therefore, when it comes to mitzvahs, b'yanav mechaveroi, so then we don't supply the din of mitzvah shiny, rather we say that in all situations, the melech cannot be meichel on his kavod. The Ran in Sanhedrin of Yutesim Abayz also asked this kasha. He says a different chiluk. He says the chiluk between the two sugyas is the kohen is always allowed to be meichel on his kavod be'oifen that people won't give him kavod. But if he's meichel on his kavod be'oifen that he's allowing people to be mevazeh him, to belittle him, so then that's never allowed, even in a mitzvah ben adam l'makom. And that's why the Gemara didn't say mitzvah shiny by the case of the kala. Because by him walking out of the way of the Kala, he's not only not being mechabed himself, but also it's a bizoyan to the melech that he should allow the Kala or the mace to go before him. That's the pshat in the Gemara in Ksubis Daf Yud Zayin. The Mishnah says weiter that when Agrippas HaMelech was laying Hakel and he got to the pasuk of Leisucha Lases Alecha Ish Nochri, Zalgu Ein of Dmoz, he started to cry because he understood that since he was from an Eved, so he was not roy to be Melech Yisrael. So they said to him, Amru Loy Altis Yare Agrippas Acheinu Ata Acheinu Ata. You are our brother, and therefore you should not worry. Rashi says, Acheinu Ata She'imoy Mi Yisrael. Since his mother was Jewish, you are considered Mikerev Achecha, and therefore you are roy to be a Melech. The Gemara says on Daf Mem Alef Amudbeis, Tana Mishmed Rabbi Noson Ba'oisa Shon Yischaivu Soina Yisrael Kliya She'ichnifu Loyla Agrippas. At that time, Chal Yisrael had to get a punishment. They were chayv to get a punishment because they were mechanef Agrippas. By telling him that it was mutter for him to be melech, the Gemara says that was considered to be a chanifa. Tosfos in a few places in Shas and many other Rishonim ask a kasha from this Gemara on Rashi. Because Rashi said in the Mishnah that Agrippas' mother was Jewish, and the Gemara says in Yevamos on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, Rava Achshurel Rav Mori Bar Rachel Umanya Beporsi Debova. Rava said that Rav Mori Bar Rachel, who was somebody who was born from a father who was a goy and his mother was a Yisraelis, Rava said that he was kosher. Now he was Jewish, and not only that, he appointed him as he gave him an authoritative position in Bavel. The Gemara over there says, "V'alfa gavdo amar mar soim tosim alecha melech." Kol mesiva sha'ata mesim al yihu el mikerav achecha. Not only the melech himself, but any authoritative position of Sroros has to be somebody mikerav achecha. So even though we darshan has to be mikerav achecha, hi, kevan de ima mi Yisrael, mikerav achecha karinan be. He's called mikerav achecha. So therefore, if Rashi says here that Agrippas' mother was melech, so why was Klai Yisrael punished for being mechanef him? It's mefurish in the Gemara there in Yevamos, that somebody whose mother is Jewish is considered mikerav achecha. And therefore Agrippas really was roy to be melech, and Klai Yisrael didn't do anything wrong by telling him that he was roy to be melech. Tosfos, for this reason, brings from Rabbeinu Shmuel there in Yevamos and other places as well in Shas, Bal Bas Vadav Gimel, that really Agrippas' mother was not Jewish. Agrippas' mother was also a goy, and therefore Agrippas had no schus mi'ikar hadin to be melech. The Ramban in Yevamos there in Daf Mem Hayom Beis says the din of Kolma, the din that somebody whose mother is Jewish and his father is a goy is roy to have sroros is dafka by a regular position of sroros. But somebody who wants to be melech, melech has a different din. Melech, he brings a tosefta, has to be somebody with extra special yichus. And if the mother is Jewish and the father is a goy, he is ineligible to be the melech. And that's why Klal Yisrael was punished for being mechanef Agrippas, because they were telling him, Acheinu Ata, Acheinu Ata, and really make her a din, he was not roy to be melech. The Gemara goes on now in a small sugya about the Avera of Chanifa. The Uraim in Simin Reish Mem Ches defines the Avera of Chanifa as somebody who sees a Rasha doing an Avera, and he tells him that it's good, that what you're doing is okay, that what you're doing is good, just in order to get on his good side. That's the Avera of Chanifa. The Rishonim speak in very harsh terms about this Avera. Tosfos here in Dibur Masko Kol HaMachnif L'Chaveroi says here a Chiddush, Yesh L'Farish Loi B'Mokom Sakana, Ava B'Mokom Sakana Mutter. If somebody's in a Matzav of Sakana, it's Mutter to be Mechanif. Tosfos goes ahead and brings a Raya from the Sugi in the Dorim. The Horus Rabbi Yashav, he tines that L'Chayra Tosfos is not talking about a regular type of Sakana of Bikuach Nefesh, because then Ein Zorich Raya. Why should the Avera of Chanifa be worse than any other Avera in the Torah, which is Pashut, that Bikuach Nefesh is Deicha Kol Avera Shabbat Torah, except for the Gimel Averas Chamuros? So Avada Tosfos does not mean that. Rather, he says that Tosfos means he's in a Matzav of a Sakana that's not going to come to Bikuach Nefesh, but Tosfos being Mechadesh, that the Gedra of Chanifa is somebody who's Mechanef, somebody for no apparent reason at all. But if somebody would go ahead and be Mechanef a Rasha in order to save himself from some sort of loss of money or maybe some sort of light injury, so that's not Nechla in the Isra of Chanifa. And so too the Uraim there in Reish Mem Ches speaks us out Lehedya, that if somebody is Mechanef a Rasha to save himself from Hefsid Mammon or Hefsid Gufay, that is not Nechla in the Isra of Chanifa. The Meister Rabbi Yashiv there brings Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva in Shar Shlishi, Simin Kuf Peches, who writes, V'chayev ha'odom limsor atzmoy l'sakona, v'al yasi es nafshoy ovon ashma kozois. Rabbeinu Yonah learns that a person has to endanger himself in order to prevent himself from being over the iser of loy sachnifu es ha'oretz.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a DAF or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.